Here is 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. With me, Claire Downham, the Queen of Calm. Here's a tip about how to listen to these tracks. You don't have to sit down and take it all seriously. All you need to do is listen. And you can do that while you're getting on with other things during your day. I don't want to give you anything else to do in order to listen to these tracks. So just listen like you would listen to music. I listen to content like this while I'm getting ready in the morning or sometimes when I'm going for a walk. It's up to you when you do it. I don't want you to feel like I'm giving you anything extra to do. You can download these tracks and save them on your phone. And I really do recommend listening to them more than once. I hope you enjoy these tracks. Now, it's time to listen. So here's the second track in this journey, 5 Simple Truths to Take You Close to Calm. And the second truth is that your feelings are not letting you know that there is something wrong with you permanently. They really are simply an indication of what's happening inside you right now in this moment. Now, that can be, for a lot of people, a really difficult thing to hear. We've already in the previous track talked about the fact that feelings don't come from the outside world. And I don't remember specifically, but I remember going through some kind of transition here between believing that my feelings came from the outside world and understanding that my feelings came from inside me. But at that point then, really thinking that therefore there was something wrong with me. So if I felt anxious, then I must, oh my goodness, I've got anxiety. If I felt stressed, then I'm just a stresshead. There's just something wrong with me. You know, if I felt angry, well, you know, I'm an angry person. Like I really did used to see myself as being angry. But most of all, I used to see myself as a procrastinator because I, you know, as a result of not feeling okay, I wouldn't do things that I really kind of thought I did want to do. And so I was very much directed by that feeling state a lot of the time. Now, that's not helped, of course, by well-meaning professionals who will give us labels. So I've had labels like depressed. I never actually got to the doctors when I was feeling anxious. I think probably at that point I thought it was coming from online dating. So I pretty much thought that it was to do with that. And that no, it was not, it was those people's behavior online dating that was creating my feelings. But, you know, we get these labels. And then, of course, we see that kind of feeling state in ourselves a lot more. And it creates a kind of loop, really. So human beings are supposed to feel anxious sometimes. That is completely normal. But of course, it can become really, really debilitating for people. And that's because that there's a loop that happens. So we feel an anxious feeling and then we start making meaning about that. So we might think, oh, you know, I'm anxious, I need to do something about this. So we might move to our tools and techniques to try and suppress the feeling, but even more so, we might just get caught in a loop. So we're feeling uncomfortable, we're feeling that anxious feeling, you know, butterflies, shoulders feeling tense, you know, heart pounding, sweaty palms, whatever it is that our body does. And then we think that means there's something wrong with us. And how we then relate to that feeling can take us on a path to feel worse and worse and worse because, of course, as I've already pointed to, the feeling itself is coming from our state of mind. It's coming from thought in the moment. So the more we think about the uncomfortable feeling and that being something wrong with it and it's a problem, and of course we're filling up even more, putting even more thought into an already noisy system, and that's creating more and more of that feeling. Now, what's very different when you understand this, this understanding that I'm sharing with you, is that is not that the feelings never come. It's not, this is, again, is not about thought policing. It's not about feeling policing. It's not about controlling yourself, because that really can be something that we think we've got to do, is control ourselves. It's not about that, but it's about just understanding better what's happening. So when, you know, let's say you have a stressy feeling in your shoulders, or an anxious feeling, or an angry feeling, whatever the feeling is, it's seeing what that actually means. So the meaning we can make about that is, there's something wrong with me. I need to do something. I've got to act. I've got to suppress it. I need to go to the doctors. You know, I'm not taking enough medication or whatever. So that busyness. Now, when we understand that that feeling, whatever that feeling is just guidance. It might not be the most comfortable guidance, but actually it's super, super powerful. It's letting us know, in this moment, this is your state of mind. Your state of mind is an anxious one, an angry one, a stressed one, an upset one, whatever it is. Or even a happy one, you know, if you've got super happy feelings and you're because it looks like there's something happy happening, then it's still an indication that you've got happy thinking. And again, we're always looking for places to get curious and experiment. And so one thing you can do is just to sit, you know, and have some happy thoughts and see what happens. See what happens in your body and how that feels. And then, you know, think about something that worries you, but please don't do this for very long. And notice how the feeling starts to ramp up, that the butterflies or whatever it is that you are, you know, that you're worrying about, or however else your body manifests that kind of feeling. It's all about the energy, isn't it? You know, that, you know, thoughts come with a certain energy. Now, what's useful to see actually is that a thought can literally pass across. Like, you can, and I'm sure you've actually managed to do this, have an anxious thought or a worrying thought and literally kind of go, oh, I haven't got time to think about that at the moment. Like, you may have noticed yourself doing that. And because you're not giving that thought loads of attention in terms of either worrying about it being bad or thinking about it more and longer, also that you're not trying to do anything about it. So again, no thought controlling, no thought policing, no trying to change your thinking, just observation and awareness, that thought can just pass through. So try that experiment around noticing how you feel when you direct your thinking deliberately. And this is about you getting curious and experimenting, not about you getting into a habit of controlling thoughts and thinking that's the thing to do. It's just for you to see what happens when you think certain kinds of thoughts, how you really can, and especially when you give them a little bit of energy, how that manifests in your body. So we have this really clever system, and the clever system isn't saying there's something long-term wrong with you and you are, you know, you're sick and it's an illness. The system is just a system update. It's like the dashboard of your car. You know, you've got gauges, they're telling you what's happening in your car. You know, you're going too fast, you're running out of fuel or whatever. Your body is that gauge. You know, if you're revved up and you've got super fast thinking and you know it's going at 150 miles an hour, maybe 200 miles an hour, then you will feel that in your body. You will feel it in your body, and that's your body saying, hey, watch out, your thinking's a little bit off here. And then what occurs to do in the moment will probably be quite different to what would have occurred to do before. Often it feels like we have to do something in the world when we feel uncomfortable. Invariably, I find that with that system update, with, you know, the dashboard letting us know that our state of mind is off, I find myself acting less and less in the world and actually moving more and more towards space and stopping and not doing things. Now, that might unfold differently for you, but it doesn't, and that's not me sharing a doing for you to do. That's about me sharing an understanding about how things work. And once you understand how things work deeply, then you can navigate around these feelings or navigate through these feelings and thoughts and behaviors with more ease and with an awful lot less to do. So again, this is about experimenting. It's about noticing. It's about getting curious about where you can see this is true for you. And take care until the next audio.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found that helpful. Whatever you are noticing right now, remember that if you want to, you can discuss that with me. You can book a one-to-one Calm Clarity call, or you can join me on the Calm Cafe. We already have the details for those things on the PDF where you accessed this audio. Enjoy the rest of your day.